State lawmakers are considering a proposal that might mean the end of vehicle emissions testing in Tennessee. The tests began 3 decades ago to clean up the air in heavily polluted cities like Nashville and Chattanooga. Critics say the tests today are an unnecessary hassle and expense for car owners. But as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, ending them is not going to be simple.
Senate Transportation Committee Chairman Paul Bailey describes it as deregulation. The air is cleaner than it once was, so there's no reason to subject Tennessee car owners to annual inspections.
Sure, there's more cars and trucks on the road, but because of manufacturing standards have been put in place, we're now seeing that there's a lot less emissions being emitted by our vehicles.
But ending the annual tests isn't as easy as passing a state law. Emissions tests are actually an agreement between local governments and the Environmental Protection Agency. Stopping them could cost Tennessee millions in federal funds. Another problem is local governments don't run the tests themselves. They have contracts with outside vendors, all of which run through at least 2019. Republicans want to keep local governments from signing new deals. They say the tests aren't needed and that they unfairly burden the poor, since they tend to drive older cars. But environmentalists counter that because low-income people already tend to live in places that are more heavily polluted, they'll suffer the most if clean air standards are lowered. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.